This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Communities all over the country are trying to become the next big tech hub. The goal? Create local jobs, boost local economies, and maybe become the hometown for the next homegrown billion-dollar startup. Cities would like to do this instead of watching all of their money, talent, and ideas, as they have for decades, head to Silicon Valley, Boston, and New York. It's not easy to become a tech hub, though. Just ask Steve Case, former AOL CEO and tech billionaire, who's now trying to foster innovation with a venture capital arm called Revolution and an event in Washington, D.C. for founders from all over the country called Rise of the Rest. We joined Case there to kick things off and asked him what Rise of the Rest is all about.
Tell me about the main idea behind Rise of the Rest. Why are you doing this?
Well, the main idea is there are great entrepreneurs all over the country building great companies, but their stories are not generally told because the focus is on the entrepreneurs in places like California or New York. And they're generally not getting the investment capital they need to take their ideas and give them life. And so we're trying to shine a spotlight on great entrepreneurs building great companies all across the country and also do what we can to help build up the startup communities all across the country. Last year, 78% of venture capital just went to three states. The other 47 states fought over the crumbs, the other 22%. And we want to change that dynamic so we have a more evenly dispersed innovation economy and more of these startups have the opportunity to grow. And the process also create jobs in these communities that desperately need them.
A lot of smaller cities are very proud of their local culture, their local industries. But it seems like they're always still kind of looking enviously at a bigger place. They want to be the next Silicon Valley instead of just being a bigger version of themselves, a better version of themselves. Do you see that as a problem as you travel around cities trying to, and startups in cities trying to be like somewhere else instead of be themselves in a more successful version?
Well, I think that's changed. That was, I think, more common 5 or 10 years ago. But I think now people are recognizing that they have in their communities some unique strengths, some assets, some expertise about certain sectors, some companies based there that could be potential partners. So they're trying to understand what makes them unique and play to those strengths. I think that dynamic is going to become even more pronounced in this next decade, what I've called the third wave. Because the sectors that are going to be disrupted in the third wave, like healthcare and education and food and agriculture, energy, transportation, many of the centers of gravity in terms of expertise and many of the larger Fortune 500 companies are in the middle of the country, in these Rise of the Rest cities. And so cities are starting to realize that.
You've been doing Rise of the Rest for a couple of years now. A lot of this stuff has new relevance after the election. One might argue that. What's the impetus now to get this work done?
Well, there thankfully has been bipartisan support around innovation entrepreneurship. I played a role in the Jobs Act 5 years ago, the Jumpstarting Our Business Startups Act that passed with bipartisan support with access to capital, crowdfunding, and things like that. And hopefully this year there'll be bipartisan support. Again, I do think part of the reason Donald Trump is President Trump is because he tapped into a lot of people in a lot of parts of the country that did feel left out and did feel left behind by digitization and globalization. They're frustrated and fearful about the future. And that ties directly in with the Rise of the Rest. We can't just invest in the entrepreneurs in places like Silicon Valley that create great innovations, but also in the process sometimes destroy jobs in the middle of the country. Technology, disruption, innovation's always going to take some jobs out of the market. We saw this with agriculture. 200 years ago, something like 90% of us were working on farms. Now it's under 2%. So 88% lost their jobs due to farming technologies.
But thankfully, tractors, basically.
Tractors and all kinds of different things. We created the Industrial Revolution, employ a lot of people. More recently, created the Digital Revolution, employ a lot of people. So we have to figure out what the next act is. Of course, AI is going to have an impact and robotics and driverless cars. But we need to figure out what other things we can invest in. We can't just do that in a few places like California and New York. We have to do that all across the country. We have to support entrepreneurs all across the country because that is the way to create jobs and hope and opportunity.
How much money has Revolution invested in these companies and these cities?
Well, it depends how you count. We have a Revolution Growth Fund, the Revolution Ventures Fund, and then this Rise of the Rest effort, which is more seed funding. We've invested about $1 billion across these Rise of the Rest cities if you look at all those different things, because most of our investments at Revolution have been outside of Silicon Valley, and we just believe there are great entrepreneurs in other places. So it's been kind of a smaller number, $10 or $15 million that are seed investments in these Rise of the Rest cities. But if you look at what we're doing on the venture side as well as the growth side, we invested in Shinola in Detroit. We invested in Uptake in Chicago. We were placing some pretty large bets on these companies as they break out.
$1 billion is a lot of money. There still seems to be just oodles and oodles of money outside of these places that you're trying to kickstart. Do you ever feel like it's a Sisyphean effort?
No, I don't. I'm actually pretty optimistic. I feel actually a little bit of deja vu for me, because 30 years ago, we were trying to get the people to pay attention to the internet. And when we started AOL in 1985, only 3% of people were online. They're only online an hour a week. And most people were skeptical. Why do people want to get online? What's the benefit of getting online?
It's a fad.
And even a decade after we launched, I remember doing an interview with PBS, and they said, why would people need the internet? Of course, now nobody questions that. So having watched that and seeing the importance of perseverance, I bring a similar perspective and similar passion, to the Rise of the Rest. I'm just trying to do what we can to help that happen faster, throw a little kerosene on the fire so it burns a little faster, a little brighter than it might otherwise.
Steve Case, thank you very much. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
One of the entrepreneurs getting funds from Rise of the Rest is Amy Johnson. Her Omaha, Nebraska company is called LifeLoop. Its goal is to keep families connected better by having caretakers in retirement communities log information about activities of their residents.
I think Omaha and in the Midwest in general, people are solving problems that they've experienced, not perceived, and I think that's a big difference. Having that empathy, I think, is a very, very large quality in the Midwest. It's been very positive. I mean, the negative, I didn't know what I didn't know, when we went out to raise capital. And so I just thought it was brutal. You only have so many people you can go get capital from. But that's changing.
Amy Johnson of LifeLoop. By the way, we also want to hear from you. Do you live in a new tech hub or a place that you think is about to become one, that should become one? What are the key ingredients for success? What are your local startups? You can tweet us. We are at Marketplace Tech, and find our list of key ingredients for a tech hub at marketplacetech.org.